Because signs and wonders and healings and the outpouring of revelation, knowledge, and wisdom is supposed to be a part of our lives all the time. And we walk in it by faith. And Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, right? Then you'll say to the mountain, move from here to there. It'll move. And nothing shall be impossible to you. And what I've begun to do over the last few months, talking to him about, and again, I've shared with you many times some of the things I say, even first thing in the morning, my feet hit the floor. And I started realizing that idea of the grain of mustard seed. And Jesus never lied. He is the very word of truth. He is the Logos of Aletheia. He is reality. So what I've been asking him is, where's the grain? You know, obviously, let's back up a minute. Instead of me believing that I'm totally full of faith because I've been doing this for a long time and I spend time in the Spirit with you every day and I study all, maybe I need that grain. Let's go back and start there. And that was just a few days ago, probably less than a week ago, that thought started coming back in when I would say, thank you, Father, that I receive the manifestation of those things that I believe over all of those that I intercede, because all things are possible to the one who believes. And I would stop and go, so I need that grain of faith. That's what I'm doing here now. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't be saying it. So don't quit. Keep going. Know what God will do and expect without the time frame. Don't always try to get what Mitchell was talking about. Don't always try to push forward on your own. Don't always try to get in a hurry. Listen, and he'll show you. He will speak to you about things. When we talked last week, we were saying, how do you see the unseen? And Scott answered, with your mind, right? You see it with your mind. You continue to let the Spirit of God fill your heart, your spirit, up into your mind to where you see what you've heard. Where you see what you've heard. Where you suddenly, like what Mitchell was talking about, you can see the unseen. That's not in the quote physical, but, you know, to use that word, it's being birthed in there. You know, you can't see the baby till the baby comes out, right? Once you get it clearly in your mind, it makes such a huge difference. Then you simply act on what you've heard, because when you see that, faith is being formed in you. And that's the picture that you move off of. Last week, we talked about the power of praise. And you remember Nehemiah 8:10. We went through the two words, Shadvah and Ma'us, and said, it doesn't really say the joy of the Lord is our strength. What it says is, rejoicing in the Lord puts you in a fortified position. That is your stronghold. I want people to understand that. You know, we've been around for a long, long time. And the reason we have all this time and energy, the songs that are written as God pours these things out to us and has been so faithful over years and years, and we spend all the time and the money to be able to do the music is because of praise. And that rejoicing together, especially when there's music going on and you're singing, that is one of the most wonderful times where you get caught up rejoicing. And when that happens, it puts you in a fortified place. And then looking back over to what Jesus said, he said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise, over Matthew 21:16. And remember, we went over into Psalm 8, and we went through those words, so I'm not going to do it again. What it says is, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have fine-tuned praise. You have fine-tuned praise. And remember, Anion is not just praise, it's praise to God specifically, used two times, okay? You have fine-tuned praise to God because of your enemies. Because of your enemies. That's what we were talking about. Why praise? Because when you begin to rejoice before God, it puts you in a fortified position. When you begin to praise God openly, without reservation, looking toward Him, stuff starts happening inside you because of your enemies to depose, to dethrone, remove from power the enemy and the avenger. The avenger there, that word is out for justice. The idea, ecdeisis, it simply means out from justice. Like maybe you did something wrong and the enemy is trying to get at you for it, whether that's in the spirit or even maybe in the natural. But what praise does is closes the door on that. Praise stills the avengers, what the King James says. You're stopped. He's stopped in his tracks as you begin to worship God, because Jesus is the one by his blood you have been redeemed from the curse of the law. The evil one, remember over in 1 John, for we are aware that the ones begotten or born of God sins not. See, it's not a matter of what you do, it's all on what he did. And we've said that so many times in so many ways, but there's so much junk out there. Can you do something wrong? Absolutely. But we look at Amaris, you don't lose your share. That's why the first part of that letter, John says, if we do sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. All you got to do is speak it out, and then his blood covers you. So you can say that's true. The one out for, yes, I did something wrong, but the one coming after me, my enemy is deposed. He is completely dethroned. Jesus has taken away his power, and he has given authority to us in him, not separate from him, in him. I'm looking at all these things thinking, wow, that's really cool. And meditating over things before I was writing the Monday morning high, my eyes fell on those words, and I hadn't even really thought about it. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants.